normally, when I'm up at church, now see, I can get voted out up there. So I try my best to keep it about 20 minutes. Well, I'm going to preach tonight until my phone charges. It's dead, and I didn't bring the charger. So y'all may want to unlock the back door back there, and some of you can get ready to head out. Amen? All right. Book of Acts, chapter number 1. We won't be long tonight. Book of Acts, chapter number 1. I didn't bring my glasses with me, so you all bear with me. But the book of Acts, do what? Yeah, I got it. Book of Acts, chapter number 1. We'll start reading verse number 9. The Bible says, "And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly towards heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand you gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go." Amen. Now, I want to stop reading right there, and I'm just going to take for just a couple minutes tonight and talk about the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I can't speak for everybody, but I can speak for myself. I sure am longing for that day. Amen. There's been some days coming up before we started vacation. We was working on a job that took us about 3 weeks. And I'm going to tell you something. I longed for the end of that job. I mean, it was just wearing us out, and it was just causing us a lot of grief and a lot of heartaches and a lot of trouble. I told somebody, after we got all the hard stuff done, it'd take us about 10 minutes to finish the whole job. It was a complicated thing, and I was looking forward to the day that we got paid and got done, amen, and walked away from that thing. On the Saturday that I left, just a little bit over a week ago, on the Saturday that I left that job, I did not look back, amen. I was ready to go, ready to get away from there, and did not look back. But I'm going to tell you something tonight, church, listen. I'm looking forward to the day when Jesus Christ steps out on that cloud and calls us home to be with him, amen. I don't know about you, but I can hardly wait until I hear him blow that trumpet and call me out of here, amen. I can promise you tonight, by the authority of God's word, there's coming a day when God the Father is going to look at God the Son and say, "Son, it's time. Go get your bride." Amen. And the Bible says, "He that shall come will come and will not tarry." Thank God he's coming back to get the church and take him out of here. Amen. I'm glad he's coming back. Amen. Now, I've thought about some things tonight about this second coming that's going to happen. And I wrote down some things, and you be patient with me. We'll try to get through them in a hurry and let you go eat. I know that good Baptists like to go eat after church, amen? But like I said tonight, listen, I'm anticipating the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. I thought about this, Brother Josh. I thought about you can go out tonight and you can make the announcement. There's been preacher after preacher after preacher. And teachers and deacons and Christians and everybody else go out and announce that he's coming back. He's coming back. He's coming back. And he's coming and very, very well could come today. But listen, there's a whole lot of people that just don't listen to that. They don't have anything to do with that. But you can go out and some superstar is coming to Knoxville, Tennessee, and they'll line the streets waiting on him, amen? But listen, the only one that really matters is the one that's coming back in the clouds, amen? And you be ready when he comes, amen? I thought about this. I thought, you know, there was a day through the Bible, we could go through the Bible, and we could look at many different people and many different circumstances where the Lord Jesus was walking by. My mind goes back to when blind Bartimaeus sat out there by the wayside and he had heard, amen, oh hallelujah, I'm about to get excited right now. He heard that Jesus was coming by that way, and the Bible says that when he got closer, he started calling out to him. He started listen, there's not a whole lot of people crying out tonight, amen. A whole lot of them's doing it
what the world said to do to him that day. They've done shut their mouth up, and they're not saying anything. Well, listen, church, I want everybody to know he is coming. I don't want just the church people to know. I want the whole wide world to know. He's coming back, and you better be ready. Amen. Listen, I'm anticipating his return. Now, I don't know about you all, but he could very well. I don't know how you believe, but I believe that before this day's over with, he could step out on the cloud and call us home to be with him. Amen. I believe we're living that close. I was sitting up there the other day in Canada. We were sitting there at the falls, and we bought this little ticket. And that little ticket got you on every ride that was there. And I'm talking about like the boat ride going up to the falls. It got you down behind the falls. It got you on the walk. And Brother Josh, also, it got you on the bus. Well, there was one night we were sitting out there by the bus stop, and we waited and waited and waited and waited. And guess what? Somebody heard it coming in the distance. Hallelujah. Hey, I'm sitting here waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. Amen. But one of these days, I'm going to hear it off in the distance when he blows that horn, and I get to go. Thank God, I get to go be with him. Amen. I'm waiting on his return. Amen. We sit out there, and we looked and we looked and we looked, and I believe we sat out there for probably about 30 minutes, and we was waiting on that bus. And about that time, Brother Scott, somebody heard the brakes squeal. Amen. One of these days, it's going to be Jesus Christ himself. Don't you believe that Gabriel's going to do it? Don't you believe anybody else is going to do it? The Bible's plain when it says the Lord himself. That ought to excite you. Amen. The Lord himself with a shout and the voice of the archangel and the trump of God. One of these days we're going to hear that thing. Those that are saved, those that are ready to go, are you listening for it? I am. Amen. I can't wait till it sounds. I'd probably lose it tonight if somebody had a trumpet and blew that thing right quick like, amen. But listen, one of these days the trumpet it's going to sound, and the saints are leaving the ground and going home. Amen. Amen. Listen, I'm waiting for the change. Amen. I'm waiting on that trumpet to sound. Not only that, though, listen, I'm waiting on the celebration. Amen. I'm waiting on the celebration. I thought about this. There's a lot of times that people get together and they go to the ball games, and I'm a big sports fan. I like ball games and stuff. And I like going down there, and we'll go down there, and maybe when Tennessee scores or the team that I'm rooting for scores or something, we'll stand up and shout a lot, and we'll you know, just be so excited, because at least I do anyway. Y'all may not act like a bunch of nuts when you go to the ball game, but I do. I'll be sitting in my little recliner at home about four streets down. They hear me when Tennessee scores. Amen. That's the truth. I'm just going to tell you, I'm a sports fan. I like it. And when Tennessee scores, I'm not quiet about it. Why is it today that people are quiet sitting in the churches? Amen. God saved your unworthy soul. You don't have to die and go to hell. You ought to give God a little praise. Amen. But a lot of times, Brother Josh, They'll have a thing when, just like Golden State just celebrated, and when they won the championship and stuff, and they went in the locker room and they had a celebration. Well, listen, on TV, that looked like a big thing. It looked like that they was having themselves a good time and all that stuff. But I want to tell you something, honey. When God calls us home, brother, just imagine the celebration that's going to take place. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. I can't wait till I get there for the celebration. Amen. See, I'm anticipating his return. I'm waiting on my change to happen. I'm waiting on this thing to be over with, me to be with him. I'm waiting on that celebration. Amen. I thought about this. I thought, you know, it's anticipated by a lot of people, but it's not expected by that many. Amen. That's the truth. You hear what I said? It's anticipated by a lot of people, And it's anticipated by a lot of Christians, but it's not expected by a lot. Amen? How do I know that? I'm not putting your church down. Mine's the same way. How do I know that? Church this size, attendance today, only had 28 people. Everybody you come in contact with, if you ask them, are you saved? They'll tell you yes. You know, those that I ask and say, yeah, I'm saved, I'd like to say, where is he at Sunday? Amen? Sure, I'm saved. I go down to Northside Baptist Church. If I called up your pastor, would he tell me that you was there on Sunday morning? And then, help me right here, Lord. If I called him up on Sunday night, would he say he is there? Don't even talk about Wednesday night. Amen. You don't know what's wrong with a lot of good Baptist churches? It's the good people they got sitting in them. That's what's wrong with a lot of good Baptist churches. Amen. See, I promise I'm going to move on. Some of y'all are looking at me like, you know, hey, boy, you starting to meddle. It's okay. I get one shot anyway. Amen. But listen, hey. I'm anticipating the return, but I'm also trying my best to live like I'm expecting it. Amen? Because I believe with all my heart we're living in the last days. If you know anything about the Bible, you got to know we're living in the last days. And if that's the case, he could come back today. Are you expecting it? Amen? Listen, it's anticipated by the saints, but not a lot of them is expecting it. Now, this second coming, I noticed this, some of my favorite verses in the Bible, John chapter number 14. The Bible says this, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. And if it were not so, I would have told you. I like this. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Not only is the second coming of the Lord anticipated by the saints, but it's announced by the Savior himself. Amen. Hey, listen, that was Jesus Christ doing the talking, and he said, I'm going to go away and prepare a place for you. If you're saved tonight, he's talking to you. Amen. And he said, if I go, I will come again. It's announced by the Savior himself. Amen. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to take my word for it. You don't have to take Brother Josh's word for it. You don't have to take anybody else's word for it. Just get down your Bible, look in it, because Jesus Christ himself made the announcement. I'm coming back. Amen. Does that not excite us tonight? Hey, he said, I'm coming back. Listen, it's announced by the Savior. Now, Brother Josh, if it's announced by the Savior, the way I read that in the Bible there, he said, I go. And he said, if I go, I will come again and receive everybody. No, no, no. What he said was, I'll go prepare a place and I'll come back and receive you. So you know what that tells me? Brother Eric, it tells me he made it personal. Amen. Brother James, he made it personal between me and him. He said, Rusty, I'm going away, son. But guess what? I'm coming back to get you. I don't know about you, but that makes me excited to know that the Savior is coming to get me. Amen. Jesus Christ himself. Amen. I told you a while ago, don't believe Gabriel's going to blow the horn. Don't believe that Michael's going to be the one coming. Don't believe that he's sending somebody else. Oh, no, no, no. The Bible said that he was coming back. And that excites me to know that the Lord loves me so much, he's coming to get me. Amen. Now, I thought about this. I thought about on the day that people get married. Now, I don't know how y'all might do it here on the church, but we're just going to assume maybe the bride is standing out there normally, and a lot of times the groom is standing in the corner or something like that. And when they say it's time, that groom comes out. Amen. And then when that music starts, here comes the bride. Oh, man, I'm telling you what. She looks pretty as she's walking down that aisle. And she's coming down. And when she's there, there's somebody standing between her and her future husband. And when the preacher goes through the announcement and says, who gives this woman? You know what? That man does not stand there and call somebody else to go get her. No, no, no. That man that's standing there waiting on her, he's the... hallelujah. Y'all mind if I run for just a minute? Hey, I'm telling you, that one that's standing there waiting is the one that steps over and gets the bride. Amen. At one of these days, he's going to stand up and he's going to come back and he's going to get his bride. Amen. It's announced by the Savior. He said, I'm coming back. It's personal. Amen. But not only that, though, I thought about this. It's not only personal, but it's a promise. Amen. It's a promise that Jesus Christ made you. Amen. Have you ever had a promise broken? I have. I broke some promises in my life. I don't mean to. I may break some in my future. There may come circumstances and stuff that I just can't control, and I may break that promise. But Jesus Christ himself made a promise. And we all know that he cannot lie. And we all know that he cannot break promises. Amen. Hallelujah. Y'all may not be liking this, but I am. Amen. Hey, listen, I'm telling you, I'm enjoying this. Church, y'all close your ears. Y'all may get this up there sometime. Hey, but listen to me, Brother Josh. It's promised by the Savior, amen, that he's coming back to get me. He's not forgot about me. He's not left me behind. No, no, no. He's just getting things ready, and I believe that it's already ready because the book of Revelations, John wrote it down. He's already saw it, amen. Only thing he's doing now is waiting on God the Father to say, that's the last one. Go get your bride. Amen. It's a promise. He's coming. Amen. It's announced by the Savior. It's personal to me. It's a promise that he made me. But not only that, though, listen. This promise, it's got a purpose. Amen. He said, I'm coming to get you that where I am, here's the purpose, that where I am, there you may be also. Amen. You know what that tells me? He wants me beside him. Amen. You ever thought about that? He wants us with him. I know this. I know I long to be with him, but I know he wants me to be with him also. Amen. It's promised in the Bible. He said that where I am, there you may be also. Now, I know tonight that some of y'all are, you say you're looking for it. But I know that some tonight, Brother Josh, they're not really looking for it. You can tell by the way they live. You can talk to people and ask them, are you saved? Are you a Christian? Yes, I am. But they're living like the devil. Amen. Listen, it's anticipated by the saints. It's announced by the Savior. But not only that, though, I'll give you this and I'm done. It's affirmed by these scriptures. Amen. You can read through this Bible. Joe Arthur wrote this down, I believe it was. I heard him say it one time. I believe it was Joe Arthur said this. He said, in the Old Testament, we have the types of his coming. From Matthew to Jude, we have the truth of his coming. But in the book of Revelations, we got the thrill of his coming. Amen. Listen, I'm telling you tonight, you don't have to take anybody's word on it. You don't have to take my word, Josh's word, anybody. It's in the scriptures. This is the authority of God Almighty. Amen. It's affirmed by the scriptures. He's coming. He's coming. I wrote these things down. I gave these to my church here just a while back. When that day happens, there's going to be some things that's going to happen. Number one, the Savior's going to descend. Amen. Number two, Satan's going to be destroyed. If you can't shout over anything else, you shout over the fact that you ain't going to put up with the devil no more. Amen. Sin will be done away with. I don't know about you all, but I get tired of living in sin. You heard me right. I get tired of living in sin. I'm still just a sinner saved by grace. I sin every day, amen? And I get tired of it. I'm tired of these old eyes and this mouth and this attitude and everything. I'm tired of it. And one of these days, there's coming a day where it's going to be done away with. We're going to that perfect land, amen, where there is no more sin. Amen? Not only that, though, number four, the saints will be delivered. Amen? Hallelujah. I'm waiting on my change. Amen? This old, who shall change this old vile body and fashion it like his glorious body? I'm waiting on my change. Amen? The sinner will be doomed. Amen? The sinner's going to be left behind. There's people tonight that have heard the story. There's people tonight that have heard over and over and over about this thing called heaven and about this thing called salvation, and they've done away with it. They've shunned it over and over and over and over. And when that day happens, when that second coming happens, that sinner's going to be left behind. They'll be doomed to a devil's hell. Amen. I know this. I know on the authority of God's word, he's coming. There's coming a day. I'm looking forward to that day. Amen?
Amen.
I can't wait on the second coming of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Father, amen. I thank you, Lord, for this day. I thank you, God, for your many blessings. Thank you, Lord, for just the few minutes we had tonight. God, we pray tonight, Lord, you just have your will in your way. Lord, I praise your name tonight, Lord, for who you are and what you've done. Lord, we are looking for the day that you call us home to be with you. Oh, Lord, I believe we're living in the last days. I believe we are just at the very end, and you could come back even tonight. Lord, I pray tonight, Lord, you just help us to keep looking for you. I pray tonight, Lord, if there's one here that's lost, don't know you in the free pardon of sin, God, I pray that you'd touch them tonight. Lord, save them before it's everlasting too late. Forgive us, Lord, once again where we fail you. We'll love you and thank you in Jesus' precious name. You come tonight, Josh.